Hello everyone, welcome back to A Cup of English. Today is Wednesday the 6th of March, and the title of your podcast is Basic Pronunciation Practice Number 4. My name is Anna, I'm English, and I bring you A Cup of English 4 times a week. On Mondays and Wednesdays we have a basic pronunciation practice. On Tuesdays and Thursdays, we have a regular intermediate podcast. As usual, I will read the paragraph or dialogue slowly, and then I will talk about 2 or 3 words that need some extra attention. Then I will do a second reading of the paragraph very slowly so you can repeat the English after each sentence. So let's get started. So far, we have seen a person find her way to the college and go into a science class, and now she is coming out. That was a really good lecture. That was a really good lecture. That was a really good lecture. Yes, it was. Yes, it was. That professor keeps it interesting. That professor keeps it interesting. That professor keeps it interesting. Well, I have a lot to study. Well, I have a lot to study. Well, I have a lot to study for the next test. For the next test. For the next test. Me too. Me too. Do you need a study partner? Do you need a study partner? Do you need a study partner? That would be nice. That would be nice. That would be nice. Okay, let's go to the library. Okay, let's go to the library. Okay, let's go to the library. Okay, that's the end of the short dialogue. Let's have a look at a couple, actually 3 words. The first word is lecture. I've talked in the past about words that end in T-U-R or T-U-R-E. The T is actually pronounced like a CH. Lecture. Lecture. We don't say lecture. 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 It sounds a little bit like picture. Lecture. Sentence number 3 in 2 parts has the letter T repeated. And remember, when we have one word finishing with T and the next word beginning with T, it sounds like one word. When we speak at a normal speed, the 2 words become one. Listen to me read at a normal speed. Well, I have a lot to study. A lot to study. A lot to study. When you read this sentence, you don't have to separate the two words. You could say, I have a lot to study, but at a normal speed, the lot and the word to become one. Lot to, lot to. I have a lot to study. You finish after the O, you say lot, and then you just say to study. I have a lot to study. I have a lot to study. Also, on this same sentence, we have the two words next and test. Next ends in T. Test begins with T. So the two words become one. For the next test, for the next test. Listen to how I say it. For the next test. For the next test. So I'm actually saying next with no T and then test. For the next test. For the next test. We do that all the time in English. The word partner. Partner, it's spelt with a T in the middle, P-A-R-T-N-E-R. But we don't really pronounce the T. Partner, that's very difficult. So really we just end the R, part, and then say N. Partner, partner. Do you need a study partner? It's almost silent. Do you need a study partner? Partner. And finally, the word library. Library. It's a little bit difficult to pronounce, but that's why we're practicing it. Let's split it up. Library. 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 If you can pronounce the English style R, which is a R, then that's good. If not, you just need to practice. R. Your bottom teeth touch your top lip, the inside of your top lip, to pronounce the R. And of course, this is in an English accent. The American R is different, and actually, I'm no good at the American R. I can only do the English R. So, library is the English pronunciation. Library. Library. Okay, I'll read this short dialogue one more time. That was a really good lecture. Yes, it was. That professor keeps it interesting. Well, I have a lot to study for the next test. Me too. Do you need a study partner? That would be nice. Okay, let's go to the library. Well, very good. That's the end of today's basic pronunciation practice. I hope this is helping you. Thank you to those who are emailing me questions and comments. Remember, please feel free to do so. My email address is acupofenglish@hotmail.com. And if you email me, I promise to email you back. My app is available in iTunes called A Cup of English. And you are all welcome to join my Facebook page, which is called Anna from A Cup of English. Until tomorrow, take care. Bye-bye.